Welcome to a podcast from Liverwell. Before we begin, we acknowledge the traditional owners of the lands where we work, the lands of the Woiwurrung Wurundjeri people of the Kulin Nations. We express our gratitude to them for their continued care and curation of these lands and waters, and we pay our respects to elders past and present. I'm Paulette Trevena, and in this podcast I'm speaking with Associate Professor Nayang Fu, who is the recipient of the first Liverwell Mid-Career Research Fellowship. Nayang has been working in liver cancer research for 7 years in Singapore and in Australia. His research here is taking place at WEHI, formerly known as the Walter and Eliza Hall Institute of Medical Research in Melbourne. So Nayang, welcome.
Thank you.
Now, liver cancer is the cause of a huge health burden in our community, in the health system, and for our future economy. Why did you choose to work in liver cancer research?
Yeah, I used to work on breast cancer, but in 2016, after I moved back to Singapore to set up my own lab, I really realized a lot of knowledge I learned from breast cancer study can be used for liver cancer. And liver cancer, as you say, is a huge burden for the community. By now, there's no really a good target for liver cancer treatment. That's why I'm really interested to start my lab in 2016 to work on liver cancer. From there, in the past 7 years, the main focus on my lab is on liver cancer.
Now, people might not realize that liver cancer is the third leading cause of cancer-related death globally. Is this rate still increasing?
Yeah. Interesting why the mortality of most cancer type has declined in the last 10 or 20 years, but both cases and deaths are caused by liver cancer is substantially increased. One of the major reasons is that we really can't diagnose liver cancer at early stage, and we don't have a molecular marker we can target to achieve a good efficacy in liver cancer. That's why the chance is still increased. And by estimate, actually by 2020, maybe there's close 1 million of people around the world might die because of liver cancer.
And is liver cancer increasing because of things like fatty liver disease despite hepatitis B vaccine and hepatitis C treatment?
Yeah. At some point, people think because the HPV vaccine is so powerful, people think maybe liver cancer is going to drop down. But unfortunately, because of the diabetes and fatty liver, because of eating too much every day, we're drinking alcohol, that's the liver instance is keep increasing and probably get worse and worse in the next few next 10 or 20 years.
So why has it been so difficult to achieve early detection of liver cancer?
That's a very interesting question because, you know, liver is an internal organ. It's not like other organ. You can see clearly the tumor development. And the other thing is most of the time, there's no signs or symptom during the early stage of liver cancer development. That's why it's so difficult to detect liver cancer at the early stage. And that's why my lab is so interesting to develop a new approach that can be used for early detection of liver cancer.
And why is there a high rate of metastasis and recurrence for liver cancer?
That's one main reason is that, you know, a lot of blood vessel in the liver. Liver is one of the organ is fully filled with blood vessel because of the nutrient from the small intestine have to go to the liver. And also there's a blood vessel, many small blood vessel in the liver. That's why, you know, for cancer metastasis, the cancer cell have to go to their blood vessel and then they can migrate to other place. And because of so much blood vessel in the liver, that's make the liver become one of the organ. Once you get cancer, it's really easy to spread out and migrate to other organ.
Nayang, can you tell us more about your research?
So maybe just a focus on this project. We really focus on a new gene we identified a couple of years back. We find this gene is very, very interesting. And this gene is normally it's not expressed in the hepatocyte. Hepatocyte is the cell become transformed and driving the liver cancer development. But this gene is absolutely not expressed in the normal hepatocyte. But very interesting, when we develop a mouse other animal model to look at the early stage, early event of liver cancer development, one of the genes we really feel is remarkable is this gene is a 10-on, like very robust. So you don't have a background. It's not like many other genes. You might get a only a few fold increase during the cancer development. In this case, it's very special. In normal cell, you don't have this gene expressed. It's completely silent. But once the cell become transformed, they will start to express this gene. That's why we start to interested in this gene and try to develop new approach based on this gene for liver cancer diagnosis and treatment.
So this gene is highly expressed in liver cancer. How was the gene discovered?
This is kind of by accident, I have to say, because a few years back, when I work on blood cancer, there's one gene we are interested in for a long time. This gene is labeled acquired sense stem cell. So really surprisingly, when we look at a mouse model for some sort of liver cancer, and we find this gene is highly expressed. And because we have a very unique molecular tool for this gene that nobody else in this world have. So based on our unique tool, and we identify this gene is really a good marker for HCC.
So does it play a role in development of the cancer, or is it a marker for cancer?
This is really a good question again. This gene is not just like a marker for HCC. In fact, we use a very cutting-edge strategy. We try to use a method to knock out this gene and then look at how the tumor progress. Surprisingly, we find once this gene is knocked out, the tumor is almost cannot form in the liver anymore. So this means this gene is not just a marker for the HCC, but it also plays a very important role for the tumor growth in the liver.
Right. And is this in all cancers or only in the liver?
Actually, after we identify this gene, we go back to search literature and we find actually that this gene is very interesting. It's not just unique for HCC. Of course, this gene also expressed in some of our tissue. So we have to say this gene is not like it's a marker only expressed in the HCC. But the thing is that if we learn anything about this gene from HCC, in future, probably those knowledge can apply to other cancer type. Might be other cancer type, this gene also can be a target for the treatment of other cancer.
Excellent. So it might have bigger implications in the world of cancer research.
Yes.
That's wonderful.
Yes.
And does it affect the primary cancer as well as the metastases?
That's for sure. We have a very strong data. So if you knock out this gene, there's an assay called cell invasion. It's kind of you have an in vitro culture system mimicking the cancer metastasis in the body. So we use this assay. We find if we knock out this gene, the cell is no longer to invade through the tissue. That means if you put back to the body, this gene, this cancer without this gene, that likely cannot metastasis anymore. And as I mentioned previously, this gene is extremely critical for the tumor growth because if you knock out this gene, the tumor almost cannot form. So they affect both tumor growth and metastasis.
So we hear the word biomarker used a lot in cancer research. What does a biomarker actually mean?
Yeah, biomarker is kind of a naturally occurring molecules. That means this molecule is in our body normally, either it not turn on or it's because of other reasons that cannot function. But once, if this sort of molecule is fine, if can be used to identify a particular pathological or physiological process or disease, then we will call this as a marker. For a particular disease or process. In this project, we are not just look for a marker for HCC. We want to look for a marker in the patient, the blood of the patient. So we can take a couple drop of the blood from the patient. We hope we can, by testing the expression of this gene in the blood, we can use this as a method to identify whether the patient might be able to develop HCC.
Do you think that sort of testing could be done widely as a test for cancer, or would it only be for patients who've already been identified with cancer?
Yeah, so we probably have to combine this gene and with other marker together that will that together that can be used to specifically for HCC or for liver cancer. But if just look at this gene at this moment, we can't say whether this is only is a unique marker for liver cancer. We still need to do a lot of more study in the future.
Okay, so Nayang, your project finishes in 2028, is that right?
Yes, yes.
And do you think this is likely to progress to trials? Would that sort of thing be well into the future?
Yeah, yeah, that's our dream for sure. Because this project is really, we try to conduct translational research in this project. And we really aim to develop a novel strategy for diagnosis and therapy of subset of liver cancer patients. So by the time of this project finished in 2028, we really hope we will be strongly positioned to initiate a clinical trial to test the feasibility and efficacy of the strategy developed in this project for liver cancer. We have a plan to, by the time of this project finished, we hope to initiate a test for a large cohort of patients, not just in Australia. We probably collaborate with clinicians in China and in Singapore also. We really want to build up, for the long term, build up a new approach for diagnosis and test the efficacy of whether this gene is a good marker for treatment of liver cancer.
Fantastic. I'm sure there'll be a lot of people who'd be very interested to see its outcome. Are there many researchers working in this field globally, or is this unique to Australia and WEHI at the moment?
According to our knowledge, our team probably is the only team is at this moment try to conduct systematically study from a preclinical model and to patient. We really try to engage many clinicians participate in our project. And we really hope by the end, because we are at a really unique position here, we have we have many unique tools, including a monoclonal antibody, animal model. And we already engage some experts in liver cancer study. I mean, some excellent clinicians. So I think we, based on our knowledge, maybe still have some group on that, but we believe we are the only one trying to conduct really systematically, systematic way to understand how this gene is regulate liver cancer, and how can we use this the knowledge we developed to target this gene to as a new strategy for treatment of liver cancer, and as a diagnosis method for liver cancer.
That's fantastic. It sounds really promising. We look forward to hearing more about this research in the future and one day perhaps seeing it in use for patients.
Yeah, wonderful. We really reach by the end of this project, we really can move forward to get very close to initiate a clinical trial and really try to benefit a huge proportion of patients had high expression of this gene. That's our dream.
Wonderful. Associate Professor Nayang Fu, thank you so much for your time and for explaining your liver cancer research for us. I know our audience will be really keen to hear about it.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Thanks for listening to our Liverwell podcast today. For more information on liver health and hepatitis, go to the Liverwell website, www.liverwell.org.au.